Sunday, the 2nd of December. I had resolved to get up earlier this morning so that I could make an early start. I did get up at 6:45, but had to spend at least half an hour trying to light the fire with damp wood. Even when I did get off, I had to come back for handkerchiefs. Then, going through Wanstead Park, I found my rear tyre flat and had to stop under the trees and mend a puncture. It was pouring with rain all the time, by the way. However, to cut a long story short, I reached Epping soon after 11:30 and, going via Sawbridgeworth, arrived at Much Haddam an hour later. I took the road north through Little Haddam and Albury, through the Pelhams, and noticed that Furno Pelham said the road was liable to flooding, and I should think so too. I had my lunch in the pouring rain just short of Brent Pelham. From the latter village, I climbed up to Langley, and as I descended to the valley the other side, the rain left off, and I did not have any more, apart from a few cat's paws, the rest of the day. I climbed up through Criswall and scooted down the long descent to the Icknield Way, and received another puncture doing it. This mended, I turned west to Melbourne, which is a large town and well worth visiting because of the ancient houses in it. At Melbourne, I reached a main road, Royston Cambridge, and in turning southwest for the former town, I found a strong wind full in my face. Owing to the unsheltered nature of the country, and because of the wind, I did not arrive at Royston till 4:30, light up time. I didn't stay any longer than I could help, but climbed up Ermine Street on my way home. The night was wild. The wind was howling in a prodigious manner through the telegraph wires at the side of the road, and owing to the low clouds, one could not see very far beyond the beams of one's lamps. I had the road mostly to myself, and in the shelter of the trees and high banks, I made good progress against the wind. I was greatly scared occasionally as leaves fell like giant snowflakes across my beam of light, and it seemed a long time before I reached Buntingford. After the lights of Puckridge and Standon, where at the latter somebody was pulling at the church bell fit to crack it, the darkness on the road to Much Haddam seemed even greater than before, and I was scared again by the noise of water running at the sides of the road about the fords and streams with which this part abounds. However, after Much Haddam, I was in more civilised parts, and I was able to make better progress through Whitford and Hunsdon to Royden. At Royden, I put some more water in my lamp, which had been burning now for about 3 hours. I put on my best speed up to the Epping Road, but even so, I ran out of carbide by the time I had crossed Wanstead Flats. So I walked thence as far as Woodgrange Road, where another cyclist, having stopped and asked why I was walking, kindly lent me a pocket torch and accompanied me as far as the Green Gate, for which service I was more than ordinarily thankful. I arrived home at 10:30. Mileage 101. Tuesday, the 11th of December. We listened in to a play by Arnold Bennett, The Great Adventure, which was very good and very well acted. Wednesday, the 12th of December. By the way, I went home by a different route tonight. Quite by accident, I got into a Moorgate train at Baker Street, and we branched off the Inner Circle metals between Euston Square and King's Cross and took to the steam lines. But the sparking of the collecting shoes of the electric loco was simply terrific. I quite enjoyed it all the same, and it settled one or two points I've often wondered about. Now I should like to do the same trip in daylight. Tuesday, the 25th of December. Christmas Day. The weather today was far from ideal. We had another quiet day at home. We listened to the wireless most of the afternoon and evening. Empire Exchange was very good, though one of the relays from India was very bad, rendering it impossible for one to distinguish what the man at that end was talking about. In the evening, we had a silly burlesque by the Melhuish brothers called All at Sea, and later on, a rollicking Christmas party lasting 2 hours in which, judging by the row they made, everybody taking part thoroughly enjoyed him or herself. We had in it Stanelli with his inimitable horn orchestra, and Elsie and Doris Waters, Henry Hall and his band, Freddie Griswood, AJ Allen, and a host of others. Afterwards, Dad and I played cards and read a good deal, and it was after 1 o'clock on Boxing Morning before we went to bed. Wednesday, the 26th of December, Boxing Day. I set to and got on with the cleaning of the bike this morning, in the following order. I took off the lamps and tubing, then the wheels, the brake levers, gear lever, and cables in connection. I then gave the frame a thorough cleaning. I removed one of the cranks and tried to, but found it impossible to get the cotter pin out of the other. I was also unable to dismantle the bottom bracket, so I contented myself with flushing out the bearings with paraffin and cleaned out the pedals and repacked them with Vaseline. Next, I dismantled the front hub, and after cleaning the balls and the brake drum and packing the races and brake springs with Vaseline, I reassembled it. I then tried to get the rear hub apart, but found I hadn't a spanner with long enough jaws to get any further than the brake drum, so I had to be content with a thorough flushing with paraffin. Having reassembled this hub, I proceeded to replace both wheels on the machine, and having greased as much as possible the various brake and gear wires, put them and their levers back into position. One thing I've forgotten to mention, and that is the mudguards, which I took off first of all and cleaned first with a stiff brush and then with flannel and water. They contained a good quantity of soil, I can tell you. I found out many quick release devices whose existence I had never dreamed of, such as the ease with which the brake apparatus can be withdrawn and the mudguards removed from the machine. Thursday, the 27th of December. I had a day off, so I took Mum out into the country for a walk. We caught a Green Line coach from Forest Gate to Brentwood and a small bus from there to Blackmoor, where we arrived at about 12:30. We walked from there to Ingatestone, taking a look round Frianing Church on the way. From Ingatestone, we caught an Eastern National back to Stratford. It was a pity that it rained, or else we should have been out longer. Still, Mum says she enjoyed it, and we didn't meet many people out. Monday the 31st of December. In accordance with the custom inaugurated this time last year, I am today giving a brief summary of my efforts in cycling matters. Longest run of the year, 110 miles. Average for the year, 68 miles. Last year's total mileage, 3,242 miles. This year's total mileage, 4,909 miles, making an increase of 1,667. I have also kept a record of expenses incurred in connection with the bike, which are summarised below. Easter Tour expenditure, 18 shillings. Whitsun Tour expenditure, 13 shillings and eightpence. Fine at Romford Police Court, 15 shillings. Summer Tour expenditure, £5, 17 shillings, 10 pence halfpenny. Maintenance, repairs, etc., including amount paid to date for new machine, £10, 14 shillings and fourpence. Total, £18, 18 shillings, 10 pence halfpenny. As 4,909 miles were covered during the year, this gives an average of approximately 1.07 pence per mile, which is most satisfactory. Referring to last year's diary, we find that I estimated the miles cycled during that year is 3,242, ignore the decimal. And from the present era, since Easter 1932, approximately 4,500. Adding this year's total, I have a grand total of 9,409 miles, approximately.